If giving blood of sand.
Right, and wouldn't you say a bit more that there is a, it's a reality that is in the ethers?
The astral body makes ample place for jolly old Saint Nick. So if your issue is with the unSanta world, then you would eliminate some of your bodies that you're embracing.
Right. Okay, we got that. Good. So,
one-liners for the union.
Yeah, right. For the union side. Did you say? Site. So, in answer to this...
I think it would be just great and hysterically funny. Yeah, that's great. Tell them if they'll kick in and pay for a website, we'll have an union site and give them proof time and time again that they are indeed creating through their five bodies everything that's in their experience. And it won't cost a thing, but they'll have to provide the technology to provide the site, and they can maintain it and look after it and take care of it and sell CDs for union readings, and they can just do all kinds of wonderful fun things. If that would be great, I mean, it's fun.
AC Cosmic Awareness Seth, but whatever. Okay, I've done the thread ion. Let's have a response from ion.
Very good. We want to go back to, we'll just pick up from the part that we would like to respond, just because it's great fun. The whoever said, you don't want to talk to everyone on the street.
Yes.
At that point of the thread. But the response though, to that absolutely would be, however, there are those you are drawn to speak to on the street. So therefore, in your explanation of ignoring all other human creators, would you then recuse yourself from any and all conversations with those that you might even be drawn to engage or imbibe a conversation regarding?
Got it.
Okay. Moving on down the road. To say there is no God undoes your universe. There most absolutely certainly is a Godhead creator. However, the Godhead creator, just as even the old scriptures describe, you are created in the image of God. Therefore, the God is you. You are the creator of everything in your experience, in your life, in your world, as you individually are the center of your universe. So the only reason that $200 would seem to elude you would be because of your choice and direction of what you have created and attracted into your experience. Now, moving on.
Yeah.
Genius would also be listed as a mental illness.
Right.
Conversation of beliefs and belief systems.
Yeah.
You need to give a definition of belief. What is the definition of belief? It's a thought you've been thinking for a long time. It doesn't say it's a true thought or a good thought or a bad thought or an unencumbered thought. It's just a thought. You direct and create and accept or have disdain regarding your thoughts, which are created by you, which are embraced by you, which is one of the basis of your beliefs, are gauged regarding.
Got it.
The openness or closeness of a Godhead has to do with the physical human meat sack. The non-physical spirit man, by the way, that's how the coroner can decide if you are indeed expired. And that's all channeled through the fulcrum, the balance, the great balance. means, artificial or otherwise, into the even the creation of your, quote, five bodies, end quote, if you find that necessary.
Right. What? Why did you say geno? G-E-N-O.
The geno, the dynamic of the whole conceptual path that they take and choose. You put it into a geno because they may not have it. That puts it a different path, a different geno, a different genealogy, a different type, a different specific type. For example, the division between all the, what you call degrees of mental illness.
Mm.
So that sets a place for all the, for those different places. That doesn't have to be word for word because that was your answer. Okay, now let's move on down. The esoterical essence of your life, the art of living, is based simply upon your position of attraction.
Okay, got it.
Therefore, you must, comma, you marvelous creator, you attach, redact, allow, or disallow your own experience of knowing. We define redact to take out, to erase, to Nixon redacted a cassette tape or a thread tape.
Right.
That would cause a Watergate.
Okay, so, okay, carry on. Any other thoughts?
All right, well, yeah, this is great. The dimensional experience that is your life varies, as you notice, even through these threads. The conceptual persuasion of your intuition must pass the USDA sieve, which is created and judged by your own mind of reason. Any skills, any information, any insight that is freely shared from non-physical is subject to the human creator embracing any and all information, as you most certainly could undo and do every day every wonderful gift that you create in your experience. You, the creator, can simply eliminate every single possibility, even what you call truth, knowledge, and knowing, completely out of your personal stratosphere. Angels, which you created, by the way, from the realms of glory, which you also created, by the way, come into the position of having an engagement with your universe and you and your universe, from the very place of your attaching importance or significance to your place of acknowledgement.
Got that?
It, therefore, comes simply the way, there is no time. Of what is the fastest path to my joy? And once that question is solved, all day, every day, time and time again, ha-ha, then any cohesive benefit, well, or sometimes you call it entertainment, or entertaining value, would then be embraced or rejected. However, you must know you, the Creator, that every thought that you have ever had occasion to think, we like the word funk, is and always will be. You just wish that your feeble mind had allowed yourself to even engage in Bob's creation, that there are indeed five bodies if you count the mystery landscape as a body, and now you find there's even more bodies, so you must not have gotten the complete picture when you bought on the Bob Dobbs glory train. So you marvelous Creator, you seem to be able to attach yourself to these high-minded, well-thunk thought transitional means that you bring into your experience and spend all day, every day, enhancing, and yet your time now spent in the un-ion thread is making specifically the heavens, if you allow them, to rejoice as interesting conceptual views are actually being engaged. And in this engagement, this is indeed how NORAD was established.
That's right, NORAD, North Organization of something. Forget the meaning. Do you know what NORAD stands for?
Yes. It's an acronym for the basic satellite positioning and the global positioning with the space.
Right.
That's easy looked up. Now, let's sweeten it up just a little, because that was a little stodgy. So let's soften it.
Yeah.
For the feeble ones. The delight and the misunderstanding that you creators are adjusting to is the simple, well-documented fact accepted by the world as you know it, is indeed that there is a non-physical.
How is that documented?
Well, how do they know when you're dead? How do they know you came back to life? How do they know that the meat sack is... Why don't you take the meat sack with you when you die, if there's not a separation? Is that not a logical question? I mean, or do you need to be paranoid schizophrenic to even have that conceptual view? You see, if there has to be a spirit part, leaves you. But now we're the firm believer that there is no death because it's eternal. It's a transition. It's like a virgin when they're no longer a virgin. There's still life after that. It's just a transition. It's a change.
What is... Oh. Go ahead.
Coitus is not the completion. Coitus is an experience on the path of your eternalness.
Why?
So is being weaned from milk and going to solid foods as a babe in Toyland.
Why is there a belief that there's no life after death? Why is what you're saying not obvious?
Well, because what they're answering in their thread, it limits all the way through the process. Perfect example, there is no Santa Claus. Well, that's the silliest thing we've ever heard in our life. So, therefore, Damon could also be uncreated and could be wiped off the planet as though they never were. And their own ship body could do that for them.
You're talking about the people posting on Five Body, yes. When you say they.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. For example, the threads that are enjoyed, how do you know that those personages are not non-physical in origin that could conceive such high-minded, rhetorically perceptive, uninviting bullshit?
What was that?
Uninviting.
Vibing, V-I-B, like vibrational.
Correct. Uninviting bullshit. Or no, let's don't say bullshit. Let's say steer feces.
Steer feces.
Steer feces.
Okay.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
You must have wanted it that way, because that's the way you got it.
That's excellent. How about Ion? I don't know if you have to be a registered member, but Ion should send them an email like you'd send to me. Maybe you could look into that, see if you could bypass the membership status to post an email.
All things are possible, Bob.
Right, so I'm thinking I will clip this and post it on my site so people can hear this rather than transcribing. That would be better.
Well, but... okay.
No, it's good just to hear.
Okay. And of course, we always defer to Connie to make sure that it's apropos.
Right. Okay. So that's that topic. I want to go.
That was fun.
Yeah. Good.
We already have a conspiracy theory, Bob, and we're just a babe in Toyland.
What's the conspiracy theory? Oh, you mean
the
Ion?
No, Ion is not the conspiracy. Un-Ion is the conspiracy.
And what is that conspiracy?
Just that people have all this energy to try to undo that which they obviously don't even understand.
That's right.
Because it's not about Ion, it's about them.
Right.
It's only from their place of disconnection that you would even ask such a question. And you have to be full throttle in the understanding of your world, of your place of unconnection. We didn't say disconnection, of unconnection, which would allow you then to embrace wholeheartedly, full Monty, the whole capacity that can indeed activate the non-physical part that is already you. And any time, all day, every day, for money or without money. You see, it's very interesting that Bob spends his entire vicarious life in the doing and creating and the teaching and the marvelous conceptual thought that brings the world into a yet another new place and does it all for his good health. because there's not any more of it, why wouldn't we take something? We would be much more comfortable if we were looking for fiduciary gain to do our readings in exchange for chickens. Or pharmaceuticals, or eggs, or maybe sausage.
Because there's no money.
There is no money, so that's a perfect thing. The only reason that there's a transfer or exchange of any remuneration is obviously the paranoid schizophrenic non-physical doesn't require sustenance, you see. And if they did require your sustenance, it wouldn't be enough, would it? Therefore, the point of the exchange is for you to embrace the reality and bring it into your experience, because you, the creators, lackful as you may be, have already established thoroughly in your belief system that you, quote, get what you pay for. Otherwise, we, Ion, would certainly be accused at that point of casting our pearls before the swine.
Okay, I want to go on to another topic. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now,
and we love them better than they'll ever know, so it's all good.
Okay, so a new member of the Five Body has posted an interesting thing related to the Fringe movie.
Good. We loved J.J. Abrams. That's wonderful.
Yeah, now this is very interesting. Apparently, I've heard of it, but never seen it. J.J. Abrams had a very successful TV series called Lost. I don't know. Did J.W. watch that?
No.
Okay, so this series, this person was aware, I guess, started reading, and knows my language, has heard me on the radio or something. So he knows about the five bodies and the mystery landscape. So he says, and I'm bringing this up in light of Fringe, Warehouse 13, and Eureka, you know, how we've talked about them. So here's another TV show that was out a year or so ago, or maybe more, and look at what was in it. So this person says, Lost, the series Lost, parallels with the mystery landscape. He says, hey everyone, I'm new to the form, trying to learn how to juggle better, meaning his five bodies, and he calls himself juggling. I wanted to share an interesting parallel I caught on to while watching the first season of the TV series Lost, J.J. Abrams and Fringe, and how it seems to represent Bob's discussions on the collapse and entering, on the collapse, and then the entering the mystery landscape. He says, if you're not familiar with the show, the basic story is a commercial flight from Sydney to L.A. goes off course and crash lands on the beach of an unmapped island that has a big, quote, mystery, unquote, element to it that seems to render time, space, etc. obsolete. Some passengers survived, others didn't. However, some survivors believe passengers from the missing tail section of the plane aren't really dead. And he writes in brackets, the rift? So he's been listening enough to know that. And I don't know this person. Then he says, so, the plane crash equals...
Oh, well, then they may not exist.
Well, that's an interesting point. Yeah, this could be... this could be summoned from the rift. Yeah.
Now we're not making that... We didn't make that statement.
No.
But we're just playing on the benefactor's role in your un-ion thread. So that's why we had to stick that in, because... We're just non-physical. Gosh, what do we know? We're just trying to capitalize on the uncapitalization of America. So,
okay, so he has the plane crash equals the collapse of the digital economy and the android meme. He says symbolically that's the plane crash that gets him on the island. The airport...
The money isn't any good over there.
Right. The airport... means, symbolizes global collective under electrical digital conditions. The island equals the mystery landscape. Then he describes the people stranded on the island. Each one of them are essentially freed from their past baggage by the crash island situation. but many of their own thoughts are still unnecessarily creating the reality of carrying that old baggage. Some of the survivors who had a healthier attitude toward their previous realities quickly embraced and enjoy the new mystery landscape they're dumped into, while others react violently at first and just want to go back to their old reality. In brackets, he puts Marsh McLuhan saying, "We hold on to the past because it's the only thing that feels safe." End of the bracket.
And we would say at that point, all right, you want interjection or not?
Yeah, you can interject right at that point.
This is the part where you'd say, you do realize that people do not know what they like. They like what they know.
Yeah. Okay. Then he says the survivors' flashbacks, which I guess are featured in the show, they equal or represent their contrasting the previous bodies they were juggling and recognizing the... just a minute. I'll read this better. Survivors' flashbacks. They're contrasting the previous bodies they were juggling and recognizing the collective connectivity they had crossing paths with each other despite their previous misconception of being completely disconnected. Then he says, surviving living on the island means, or represents, reorganizing with neighbors in quotes, to function in a different way, embracing the new mystery landscape, and also adapting to the mystery by tapping a non-physical level of consciousness. Then he ends his note by saying, also, this was filmed in Hawaii, which represents Bob behind the scenes. So he's been taking in what I've said on the cash flow about how to organize one's neighborhood or collective, whatever you're going to do in this new...
Isn't it interesting that the mystery landscape in which they've landed, to them now, no longer is a mystery?
Yeah.
It is terra firma. It is real. And the baggage that they were trying to get, some were trying to, or were glad to be shed of, is the very stuff that they spend a lot of time sifting through, trying to retrieve. Because it has all their clothes, it has all their stuff, it has all their blah. But they're scampering around when it gets washed up, they're all excited to find yet another piece of luggage that brings more into their already created experience.
Yeah, it reminds me of the future terrestrials dropping off new pyramids in Cairo.
Pyramids and plans thereof.
Yeah, and they're recycling old baggage.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So, Ion, were you aware of the show Lost before? So, this J.J. Abrams is presenting interesting parallels to what we're doing with Ion, but it's also putting out these memes out there.
And that makes it easier for the human creators to embrace.
Right.
The Germans were trying to do that. The Germans were trying to put it into a position that it could be embraced. Do you realize how important it was to own a uranium mine in the 40s?
Right, you're talking about the Germans as Nazis, properly known as the Third Reich.
Third Reich. But then that set up a whole new place here of those that owned the uranium mines were just instantly super wealthy. Mm. Well, how often do they look for uranium now? And if you had the whole wide world supply of uranium, what would you have? You would be a toxic landfill. You see, they don't want that. They want plutonium. So it came and went. But your goal, your impossible dream, would be to strike it rich in a uranium field when you get there, nobody wants it anymore. Isn't that interesting?
And how do you relate that to the Lost series?
Just that, the very process of that mystery landscape now is the mystery has been removed.
Mm.
So you'd actually at that point either
Okay, so...
See, they gave the example of that being the mystery landscape. And then they went right along the end of it, knowing, by the way, it was done in Hollywood, Hawaii. It was, you see, they went right through the process of saying where it was done, how it was done, it wasn't a mystery. Well, why couldn't they do a mystery landscape that was really a mystery? Well, it's not a mystery. They figured out exactly. Are there not islands on your world that not one living soul has ever set foot upon? Yes, there are. Are there places on this planet that has not been cultivated and put in subdivisions and malls and Walmarts? Yes, there are. Is there places, even on your island? There's a new island being created every day, and not a living soul has ever set foot on that lava, hardened lava, flowing into the sea.
Yeah, here on Maui.
And that's a tiny little speck of a gnat's butt.
A gnat's butt.
Compared to the tectonic plates in the world as we know it.
Yeah.
Very, very delightfully interesting. And if your bodies are going to invite all this high-minded understanding that you're considering embracing and solving, and let's see, this is an earlier thing, the whoever it was that was going to expose the
ion hoax.
The ion hoax. Fabulous. Thank you so much. And for your PR efforts, we certainly would be happy to consider healthy financial remuneration.
Okay, you got that body logic? There it is.